Baghdad, our late renowned artist Jawad Salim grew up in a two-story house into which the light of the day penetrated through colored glass windows, thus coloring the dreams of youngsters searching for themselves. All of a sudden, Jawad disappeared forever. The fact that was so difficult for us to believe, that he's gone forever, never to return. His classroom remained silent for long, the students not bearing the empty place, not realizing that the door will remain open, but revealing a painful emptiness. All the things that Jawad left, all his belongings lie there rigid, as telling its last relations with him, how eloquent the story of his possessions, even by the cigarette end. Jawad read, meditated, and deduced the beginning to a new attempt. In every attempt, he lived a new experience. Thus, as many great contemporary artists, his style was characterized with swift transfers from one field to another. Artistic work to him was a continuous effort to discover what strengthens expression, sharpens the effect, and demonstrates special characteristics. He followed with a sharp eye what developed in modern art and returned from his tour with a new effect, opening wider scopes to express the man of his era, of whom Jawad comprehended his sufferings and his pleasures. So he carried on sculpturing with the strength and confidence of a builder's hand, the love and devotion of motherhood, and portrayed with deep understanding his fellow countrymen, all their dreams and aspirations. He used to re-study the subjects of his works through many sketches before they took form. And in all his attempts studying the rich heritage of the Assyrians, the Babylonians, and Islam. He penetrated deep in understanding the relics of Al-Wasti and the Baghdad pictorial school with all its movements, beauties, designs, and scripts. The 14th of July revolution explodes. Jawad looks with great admiration on those hands raised high on to victory. He remembers the many past revolts, the patriarchs of Iraq, its heroes, martyrs, all the regime prisons, the many chain hands, the determined spirits. All these memories turn into lines on many sheets of paper, then to take form of a large painting carrying the name The 14th of July, one of his finest works. Then the lines take shape in a small statue, in which Jawad defines the main angles of his work of sculpture, as great as his kind heart. 14 bronze blocks, Jawad portrays the story of the 14th of July revolution with thoroughness and splendor, composing one of the world's greatest monuments. The story begins at the right as he expresses with violent movement the revolutionary spirit of the Iraqi people. The demonstrators are portrayed as youth, full of enthusiasm for the good of their country. In the movement of this angry woman, the artist emphasizes the role of the Iraqi women and thus revolt. On the 14th of July, the Iraqi army moves gallantly to demolish all the prisons and release the patriots free. The sun rises as a symbol for the great revolution. This woman, with a torch in her hand, represents rejoicing for freedom. Prison bars have turned into ears of corn, and green buffs growing in a fertile earth represented by a pregnant woman with wet clothes on to symbolize Tigris and Euphrates. Another carrying the fruits of earth. The child in between represents the tributaries. The farmers, strong and confident as they hold their shovel, portray determination to spread grain prosperity over our new Iraq. Is our animal wealth. And you, the laborer who will make all the beautiful things with your strong hands for us and for our children and inheritors, how magnificent is your will to establish a new civilization. And how wonderful was Jawad who conveyed all this to the world and to the generations to come. Felt the last touches of Jawad will not be kept alone. The work he started will be carried forward by others, by the hands of a new young artist. Just as the life goes on and develops, the Big Silent Studio will throb again with life and talents. Hands crafting art, questioning eyes overwhelmed with hope and wishes, glowing with sunrise to reveal a new monument as a symbol of a new faith.